Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Project 223 podcast. This is Brent the Bald Eagle coming at you for another awesome episode.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
I don't know if any of you have seen the trailer for the new movie, Civil War, but I'll tell you what, it looks pretty interesting. And it always makes me wonder, it seems like a lot of times Hollywood predicts the future with things they put out. I hope that's not the case, but that movie looks very interesting. It's always fun to watch. I enjoy the post-apocalyptic thrillers, movies like that, that can help you learn, help you think about what could possibly happen when things turn bad, when there's a problem, a natural disaster, an emergency, or possibly even civil unrest in America. And so that'll be an interesting movie to watch. We hope that nothing like that ever happens in this country. We want peace. We want security for ourselves and our families in our country. So let's pray for that. But it's always good to prepare. The wise man sees trouble coming and prepares, but the fool keeps going and suffers. That's what Proverbs 22:3 says in the Bible. And we have built our podcast, our show, on being prepared, on helping you, the average citizen of America, the liberty-loving, God-fearing, patriotic American, to be ready for problems and troubles that could come and face you and your family. And so it gives you peace. It gives you security to know that whether it's a flat tire on the side of the freeway or a power outage due to a windstorm or the water being not good to drink coming out of your tap, that you are prepared, that you know solutions, have the right knowledge and have equipment that can help you and your family to be safe, to be secure, to continue to live at a high standard of living, even though there's troubles and trials in your life. So that's what we're all about in the Project 223 podcast. We're glad you're here with us today, another episode. And we hope that you're all getting ready for celebrating the Christmas season in a peaceful way, that you don't have stress, you don't have worry and anxiety, that you're able to enjoy this holiday season. I just encourage you, when you start getting overwhelmed, put on some of those Christmas classic songs on the radio. Think about the joy of the season, right? It's all about the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, coming to this planet, the God, the creator of all the universe, turning himself into a human being, coming in the form of a humble baby, so that he could come as a humble servant to be like us, so that he could save us and rescue us and bring us into a relationship with God the Father. And so we take this season to celebrate that. And I just encourage you that as you're walking through the malls and driving along and you hear these Christmas carols, just think about how great it is that even in America, where it seems so many people are hostile to the gospel, hostile to the God of the Bible, to the creator of the world, that during this season, people still sing songs about Emmanuel, about the Savior of the world coming. And so that's pretty cool to think about. So just enjoy that and appreciate the fact that in America, people still are open to that. We're going to have a great show. We want to talk about some interesting stuff. I was encouraged a little bit to, on this, the subject for this show, based on that movie trailer. And it's like I said, the movie's called Civil War, coming out of April of next year, is what it says, and it looks like it'll be an interesting movie, high quality, well done. That's coming out soon, but I thought we'd talk about some interesting stuff today. First of all, we've had a little tradition that once in a while we share on the show, and that's the non-alcoholic beer of the show. And so I don't know if many of you people, any of you enjoy drinking beer. I really like cold beers, but I don't like what alcohol does to my life and my my thought process, so I drink non-alcoholic beer myself. Today, we're drinking a Corona non-alcoholic. It's not too bad. It's not my favorite. Others I've tried are a lot better. The Corona is probably not my favorite. It's got kind of a little bit of a weird taste to it that's not like the original Corona, but it's not too bad. It's refreshing on a hot day, although it's overcast and cold today, but yeah, you can give it a try yourself. It's the Corona non-alcoholic beer. So yeah, that's the non-alcoholic beer of the show. The scenario that I'm thinking about here would be in a time of whether it be civil unrest or a civil war, as in the movie 824, or maybe we've been invaded by a foreign army, or there's some type of a breakdown in civility and there are gangs that are maybe taking over certain parts of the country and the breakdown in law and order. And you have to meet up and link up with other people, and you want to do that in a secure way. And so there's some problems that can happen with meeting up with people. If you have somebody you're trying to link up with, say for example, a neighboring group that you know of that has had some family members that were maybe kidnapped, and they are trying to rescue those, and they want to put together a group that's going to go, and they don't have, there's a breakdown in civility, breakdown in the rule of law. There's no police or military that's able to come help them. And so they're going to put together a group that's going to go try to rescue their members that were hostage. And they want you to set up their family and some of their other women and children and take them in and keep them safe while they're down there fighting against a hostile force. Maybe it's organized gangs, something of that nature. And so you're going to meet up with some people, but you're worried about your security. You want to make sure that the people you're meeting up with, you don't know them that well. You want to make sure it's the right people, that you're not coming into some kind of a trap. And so it's important that you follow certain procedures that will protect you. Now, I was not in a combat military. When I was in the military, I was on submarines, as you know if you listen to this show. So I was never any kind of infantryman or combat. But as I've been doing studying for my own personal knowledge and for people that I know and hang out with, I've been trying to learn some of these things as far as near-far recognition signals. And so this is based on just some of the information that I've gleaned and that I've studied. Maybe some of you have been in the military and were in combat units and things like that. If I'm missing something up, I'm sorry about that. You can leave a comment in the show notes. But this is just for the average civilian, the average person who just wants to be able to have secure meetups and link-ups with people that they maybe don't know that well. So this is the best I can do with the knowledge that I've got. So anyways, anatomy of a link-up. So this would be called a link-up. So we're meeting up with another group of people that are coming into your area, an area where you're familiar. That group, we're going to call them the moving element. They're the group that's moving towards you. They're coming from the next county over. They're moving towards your direction, and they're coming into your areas of operation. And so your group, you're going to be what we call the stationary element, and that's the group that's either forming the meetup place, the meetup location, or it might be actually in your hometown or your area. There's some other terms that we want to know before we go any further on this, and one of those is going to be the link-up rally point. So the link-up rally point is going to be a concealed location, and that's where most of the stationary element stages. So say, for example, we told a group that we want to meet them down in an area in a town nearby. And so we found a secure location. Maybe it's a giant campground, national park campground or something, and we've got our group there. And that's where our main element is going to be stationed at. And we're going to want to go get the people that we're bringing in and bring them to that point. And so from there, we're going to find another location, and that location is going to be called the link-up point. So the link-up rally point is the more secured concealed location where the stationary element stages. And then the stationary element contact team will move out and meet up at the link-up point. So the link-up point is pretty important. That's going to be an identifiable location, so it's something that you can share what that point is. So maybe this is a boat launch on the river at a certain location. Maybe it's named Riverside Park, something of that nature. And so you say we're meeting at the Riverside Park boat launch. That's going to be your link-up point. Something that's easy to recognize, something that's also kind of out in the open a little bit to where you can be somewhere close to it, but yet you can see the people coming into that area, and that's the link-up point. So another term we need to know would be near-far recognition. What near-far recognition stands for is meeting up with this group and being able to identify the people that you're meeting. So a far recognition signal is going to be some type of communication that you have with the group that's coming in. So that's between the stationary element and the moving element. Some type of communication that doesn't give away your position. So one thing you can think about would be an easy one would be a two-way radio. If a unit comes into, if the moving element comes into that area and you have a certain channel that you've already designated, which is going to be your primary contact channel, that would be the far recognition. They could come into that area. They would call out your call sign and or your name and ask if you're there, and then you could reply to them. So that would be a far recognition. Something else could be maybe a drop site, so or a maybe a bulletin board. So maybe at that Riverside Park, there's a bulletin board next to the boat launch, and you could put some type of a piece of paper or something on that bulletin board, a note that that group could leave. You could come in and see that, hey, they're in the area, so we know they're there. The key is on that is not giving away your position as the stationary element contact team. We're talking about moving element, stationary element. Each one of those groups will have a contact team, and that's the team that moves out to make the initial contact. So for the stationary element, the main group stays at the link-up rally point, and then the stationary element contact team would move forward and get in position to observe the link-up point so that they can make contact with the moving element. The moving element, as they're coming into that area, they're also going to have a contact team. So as they come into that area, they want to make sure that they're meeting up with the right people. They want to make sure that this gang or some other bad actors, some other hostile force is not going to come in and want to harm them as well. So they want to make sure they're meeting up with the actual stationary element. So the moving element would hold their group back, and then they would send their contact team up to the link up point. The next, as we go through after far recognition, now we also have what they call near recognition. And near recognition is a signal that you would give to the other group. That's a signal that you actually are going to see, you're going to be in close contact. So when giving that near recognition signal, you're giving away your location as you give that signal. So you're going to be somebody that's in voice or in earshot. So some of the examples of a near recognition signal is going to be some type of hand-arm signal. So maybe waving a hand back and forth, or a hand patting the top of the head, or raised up in the air. It could be voice, so it could be calling out and talking, or some type of a signal that they give via voice. Might also be some other visual type of signals. So the VS-17 panel, if you don't know what that is, it is a bright orange and pink panel that's used in the military, and it's a signal panel. And they can be multiple different sizes. They don't have to be huge. They do come in a larger size, but I like to keep a smaller one handy for signaling. And so you can cut one down and have that in lots of different places, like in your go bag or in your vehicle. But the VS-17 panel is a good signal panel. You could use either the orange or the pink, or flashing it back and forth, waving that back and forth. It's a good way to signal somebody for near recognition. Another way you could do it would be with a whistle. Maybe blowing the whistle two or three times would be one example. You could use glow sticks. Also, a smoke grenade, smoke bomb, or whatever you have that makes smoke. They don't really, you know, not having access to military-grade smoke signals. They used to have, Airsoft has smoke grenades that you can use and signals that's used for photography and Airsoft. There recently I saw where they are talking about banning those for purchase, which is interesting. Also, you could use an infrared signal. So if somebody had night vision goggles and was able to use those to view you, you could use a flat IR flasher. You could also use loom tape, which is basically just a reflective tape. And so you could use that as some type of a visual signal. And when we're talking about voice, another thing that could be used would be the password number combos or other words. We're going to get into that in a few minutes, ways to different vocal signals that you can use. And one that's probably not the best thing to do, but could also be used, is gunshots. If you needed to fire off a firearm into the air, depending on the situation, if this is a emergency situation, that might not be a bad idea if you had to make a signal. So some of the different security procedures when doing meetups that we want to talk about, I find these really interesting, and they're actually very fun to practice and work with if you have a group or your family members, because these could come in handy in a lot of situations, whether it be a home invasion scenario or some type of a robbery, a carjacking, different things that could happen that happen in everyday life in modern society where these could be coming in handy for you and your family and your loved ones. One of those is what they call the challenge password or countersign, sign countersign. And what this is a two-word system. And this is designed for rapid link-ups. When you're meeting up with somebody and you want to make sure that that person is who they say they are, you would use a countersign. And so for an example of this would be the sentry of a base or of an area and an approaching party that's coming up. If you have a guard that's on duty and somebody approaches that guard. A good example of this is in World War II. You may have seen in the movie Saving Private Ryan and other World War II movies where the sign countersign was thunder and flash. And so the way this works is two people come together. The person that sees the other person, they want to challenge them. Are you friend or foe? Who are you? Do you know? Are you the person that you're supposed to be or that I think you are? So they would say the word thunder. And the proper countersign or the proper reply to that would be flash. If you heard the person reply properly, then you would know that, yes, this is a person that's a friend. For example, if a sentry or somebody's a guard is watching an area, somebody approaches, what you might hear would be, halt. Who's there? Who is that? And then they would say, and the person says, my name's Joe. Joe, advance to be recognized. And so Joe comes up, and then you would give your challenge word or your sign. So then you might say, maybe the challenge word is rainbow, and the counter reply is archer. So you would say, advance to be recognized, and then you'd issue the challenge, rainbow. And if the proper response of archer was given, then you would know that that's the right person, and that you would say welcome, and then bring them in. So that's a very interesting way that's designed for rapid link-ups. So when you see somebody immediately, you can call out one word, and when they reply, you know it is who they say they are. So now imagine this, you have that word with your family. Your family knows a challenge password. You're in the house late at night, you hear a noise out in the living room. You grab your pistol by your bed and you come out. You weren't expecting anybody in the house. As you come out, and hopefully you have a good light on your pistol, but you shine and you see there's somebody in the kitchen, but you don't know who it is. One thing that you could do very easily is have your family sign, rainbow. And your daughter, who's home from college and you didn't know she was coming in, shouts out the countersign, Archer, it's me, Dad, don't shoot. That's a good way to help your family identify each other in any kind of a troubled situation where you need a quick identification. So it's a good thing to learn and have pre-worked out with your family members. Another type of challenge that you can use is what they call the number combo. And the challenge number combo is a number that the people in the situation know. And usually these things will change. So if you're doing multiple type of operations, for example, there's the Chinese have invaded, it's a Red Dawn scenario, and you have a group that's trying to put up a resistance, that's trying to save America from foreign invaders that are causing us problems. Well, each time you would go out on a different mission, you'd want to change your sign, countersign. You'd want to change the number combo. The number combo system is a single number, so whether that number be 9 or 12 or 7, and the number is use as a two-part system. So for example, if the number is 7 and the person coming up to me and they we give a challenge and I'm maybe wanting to add an extra to the sign countersign, I might say 4. And so they would need to give me the number that's added to my number to make the challenge number. So if the number was 7, if I said 4, they would need to reply with 3. Or for example, the number was 9 was the challenge number. And I asked them, challenge number 3, they would need to reply with 6 in order to make 6 plus 3 equals 9 for me to know that, yes, those that person knows the proper information. They're the right person. So that's what you call a challenge number. Another type of security method is called the running password. And a running password is a single word that can be yelled. And at first, when I first heard the running password, I kind of didn't understand it. And then somebody said to me, yeah, it's when you're on the run, you're being pursued, and you're running into a sentry or to a base or somewhere where there's people, and you want to make sure they don't shoot you as you come running in. So you would issue the running password. And I thought, okay, that makes sense to me. But it would be a single word, and maybe it's dandelion. So as you're maybe off on a patrol or doing something and trying to guard your area, maybe your neighborhood has a set up a neighborhood watch, and there's been crime, high crime in the area because the 911 system is down, the police aren't responding, there is a breakdown of civility. And so you've set up a neighborhood patrol, and your neighborhood patrol's out, and they're making sure that the houses are safe and that there's nobody coming in to do home invasions. But all of a sudden, they start getting chased by a group of people. And so as that person's running back to the barricade that you have up in your neighborhood, they would yell out the running password, dandelion, dandelion, so that they can the sentries know that it's one of their men that's being pursued, and they can allow him to get in and get to safety. So that's what we call a running password. It's a single word that's used that would identify you as a friendly. Another important aspect of security is using a duress word. A duress word is used in a sentence in some kind of a scenario where you're not able to speak freely, but you need to alert the other people you're talking to that there's some kind of a problem. So this would be a covert method to tell somebody, hey, I'm in trouble. There's something wrong here. For example, you're doing that meetup. And in the meetup, the group comes in, and we talked about the Riverside boat launch. The stationary element is standing by at the campground, half a mile away. They send their contact team up, and they're in the woods around the Riverside camp boat launch, and they're waiting for the moving element contact team. That moving element contact team is in the area, and they know the proper radio frequency that they're going to be listening to. So the stationary element's in place, and they hear over the radio a contact from the moving element. And so now they are ready to make contact. And so it could be during that initial far recognition, somehow on the radio contact, that they use the duress word. So for example, they say, you know, here we are, we're going to meet, and they use a sarnag to identify, but they say maybe the duress word would be cloudy. And so if the word cloudy is used, they would know that that something is wrong. So the group says, hey, this is so-and-so, we're here to meet you, that's great, we're glad you're here. Okay, go ahead and advance to the link-up point. And so as they come in, they say, yeah, we're on our way in. It's been really cloudy. It's been tough to get a good solar charge on our batteries. And by using that word cloudy in the sentence in a covert way, in a sneaky way, it alerts the stationary element contact team that, hey, there's a problem. So maybe that moving element, as they're coming in, maybe they were compromised and they've got some of their members are being held hostage by the hostile forces. And so they're being forced to continue to try to make the meetup to give away your location. But by the same token, they don't want to do that. but they also don't want their loved ones to be killed. So they might use that duress word to alert you. And that way, you as the stationary element contact team, you can say, uh-oh, something's wrong. And so without giving away the fact that you know something's wrong, you could back out of the meetup and not give away your location, but at the same time, not have the moving elements team be, not have the hostile element know that they give it away. So if, for example, in that situation, if I heard the word cloudy, I would say, we're going to abort this meet. And I would just have our guys say, so we've got an issue. We need to leave. We'll meet up later. And just pull my element out and move away from that location, get back and get our stationary element team away from the situation. So that's a way that you can use a duress word. This would come in handy for your family in a number of locations. Say, for example, you're talking to your daughter on the phone and she calls and is talking to you and dad, I'm at my house and blah, 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 and uses a duress word that you and your family have set up. You would know that, hey, something's wrong. And so you could go and come to her aid, but in a way that where you have the element of surprise. So duress words actually a very good thing to use for anybody, even just today during just normal, good, happy times. Having a duress word could be very helpful to deter crime and issues of that nature. So that's a duress word. And then another good way to do recognition is called a SARNEG. SARNEG stands for Search and Rescue Numerical Encryption Grid. And the purpose of a SARNEG is it gives you a 10 letters and 10 numbers that correspond to each other. And you're able to use these to send messages or to verify that somebody is the right person. So for example, you pick a word that has 10 letters that none of the letters repeat. So for an example, one that's used is called mashed rock, and this is used for training quite often. Aftershock is another one. You could look it up. There's a bunch of different words that have 10 letters that don't have repeating letters. And each one of those, so you'd write those letters out, and then below each one of those letters, you would write a number. And so the numbers are from 0 to 9. So there's 10 numbers. And the way it works is usually it would be of the day, you pick some kind of a system that your group knows about. So it might be whatever day of the number day of the week it is, like say if it's the 4th or the 24th or the 14th, whatever that number is, that you add 3 to that number. And so that's always the number that starts the SARNEG. So your group could come up with their own version of that so that you can be as covert as you possibly can. So for example, if you said, hey, I'm going to use whatever today's date is -1, and that's the first number. So if today was the 14th, then 4 is the last number there, you'd -1. So the first number would start off would be 3. So underneath the word mashed rock, MASHEDROCK, you would write under the M would be 3, and then 4, and then 5, and then 6, 7, 8, and 9. Then 0, 1, and 2. So then now you have your code set up. So I'm going to write down here, I'm right, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, 1, 2. The way it would be used would be, for example, you're doing your FAR recognition. So you're at the Riverside boat launch. You're the stationary contact team. You're in position in the wood lines, looking down, out of sight. The moving element contact team comes close to the meetup location, and they get on the radio on your pre-chosen channel, and they make contact. Stationary element contact team, this is the moving element contact team. We're in location at the link-up point, ready to make contact. And then stationary element contact team would say, Roger that, we hear you. And then you want to authenticate. So we would say, authenticate Alpha 9. And so that other team, they have their SARNEG. And so they would look down at the Sarnag, they'd look at A, which is alpha, and they'd look at the number below that, which would be 4. And then they would look at 9, and then the letter above that is R. So then their reply would be, Roger that, we authenticate 4, Romeo. And by saying that, they've let the other team know that, yes, we are who we say we are. We have the code, and they give the proper reply, and then they would repeat it back. Say, for example, the stationary element contact team was in place, and they give the authentication, authenticate Sierra Charlie, and it should be 5-1 would be the authentication. And the team calls back, and they say, we authenticate 5-0. Well, they made a mistake. They were off one. In that situation, I wouldn't automatically assume that they made a that it's not them or there's a problem. I might say, moving element contact team, the station element contact team, repeat last, authenticate Sierra, Charlie, and give them a second chance to give the right answer. They might have just made a mistake. They might come back on. We authenticate 5-1. Then you would know that, yeah, they just made a mistake. They looked down at the wrong number. So give them a chance. But if it comes back again wrong, then you may need to find another way. And that's where you may bring down challenge number 7 and your number is 11 for the challenge number. Then they might come back 4. If they come back at 4, then they might have just really screwed up their Sarnag. And so you realize it's them. They were close, but there was a problem. But that's the beauty of having a backup there, is that it gives them the opportunity to, you know, 2 is 1, 1 is none, right? So if you have a mistake or a problem with one item, one thing, give them an opportunity to do the other one. If for some reason you hear the duress word, what do you do? Well, if that's the case, they're giving you the right answers, but then now they've given the duress word in a sentence, that whoever's got them in a bad situation may have a copy of their Sarnag. And so they may be forcing them to give you the right answer. But if you hear the duress word, you know, hey, something's wrong. And so you'd want to pull out. Moving on, let's talk about the scenario. Let's go through it one more time. We have a stationary element contact team moves up from the link up rally point to the link up point, which has already been given with the moving element contact team coming in. They break off and come forward from their group. They're using their radios. They've already have a pre-selected radio channels to connect with the stationary element. So the moving element contact team comes into place. They stop and they get on the radio. They make their call. You know, stationary element contact team. This is the moving element contact team. Come in. They reply back, this is stationary element contact team. Authenticate Mike Charlie. The moving element contact team comes back. We authenticate 3-1. They say, Roger that. Go ahead and move up to the link up point. Give us a signal. Give us our near recognition signal. So they would already know that that signal would already have been planned. So maybe that would be a small section of VS-17 panel. They know that they're supposed to flash the orange side and go side to side in a movement. So that team moves up to the link up point, to the boat launch there. They turn to face the woods. They don't know where the stationary element contact team is, but they're going to give their flash. So they give their VS-17 back and forth, signaling that, hey, we're here. At that point, the stationary element contact team would come up and come out of the wood line, and they would give their near recognition signal. So maybe theirs is going to be taking a VS-17 panel on the pink side and going in an up and down motion. So maybe they pull that out, they give an up and down motion, and then the other group sees that, and they realize that, yep, these are the people we're looking for. So the groups move together and they start talking. You know, hey, how are you guys doing? Good. Any problems coming in? Nope, we did okay, except for this cloudy weather has caused us a little bit of problems. What was that? They just gave the duress word. So now what do? You are the stationary element contact team. You look them in the eyes. They're trying not to look too suspicious, but you can tell something's wrong. They've given the dress word. But you don't want to give away the fact that you know that they're in trouble. There could be somebody with you in their gun sights at that very moment. So what I would do, if it was me and my group, I would look at the team that just showed up, the moving element contact team. I might say something to the effect of, all right, you guys wait here. We're going to go grab some stuff and bring down some supplies for you here. Stay here. We'll be right back. I might look at my guys, give them the nod. We move quickly up into the woods, and then we take off. You know that something's wrong, so you need to get out of there. That might be one, that's a situation, an example of where that dress word could come into play. The group coming up would, if sees you leave, whoever the hostiles are that have a problem with them, hopefully they wouldn't, they're not going to get on them because they don't know why you left necessarily. So that's just an example. But if the team comes up, you have a good interaction, you realize that, hey, these guys are who we say they are. You start talking to them. Hey, you guys made it okay? Yep, we're good to go. Great. Where's the rest of your group? We got them back here. They're around the corner, down the street here. Okay, let's go ahead and bring them up. So the moving element contact team grabs the rest of the moving element and brings them up to the link-up point. So they've got the women and children that you're going to take in and give shelter while their group tries to rescue the other hostages. So your group would now take the moving element, and you guys, as the contact team, would move that whole group when they would go back to the link-up rally point to where you can meet up with the rest of your group in the safe spot. So that's just kind of a little example of how that could be used in real life to connect with another group. So hopefully that's something you might find interesting. Near-far recognitions, duress words, challenge passwords, sign, countersign, the sarnig, things that would be good to know for you and your loved ones and the people that you surround yourself with in case things do get bad, in case there is a problem. Hopefully we never have to use them in a real life situation, but it's fun training, it's fun practicing these things and learning them. And then should you need them, you are really going to need them. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being part of this show today, and hope you enjoy that movie that's coming out. It's not going to be out for a little while, but Civil War, it'll be an interesting to watch. We'll see how things go, but let's pray for the safety of America. Let's pray for our country, for people to get along and to not be falling into the division that's being pushed on us by people that want to bring our country down. We want to be a country that's united in the fear of God, in allowing people to live with liberty and freedom, their daily lives, and to not have to put up with rampant crime, with our constitutional rights being eroded away slowly. We need to stand up and fight for America and for what's right. Do that on the local level by getting involved in local politics, by encouraging your community members and the people around you to do the right thing. Thanks for joining us on the Project 223 podcast. We leave you with the final from the trailer of Civil War.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
Thanks for joining us today, patriotic, liberty-loving Americans from the Project 223 podcast. I'll be seeing you again soon. Remember, keep training, keep learning, and keep growing in your skills, talents, and abilities to be prepared for the worst, but hoping for the best, and living your life with joy, love for your fellow man, your family, and your neighbors, and faith in God. Have a great day. God bless America.